Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. It's not surprising that the Apostle Paul often referred to soldiers in his letters. Particularly as a prisoner, he'd seen plenty of Roman soldiers in his time, and no doubt had often reflected on the life that they lived. They provided him with a powerful metaphor for the Christian life. On their website, the British Army identifies 6 key values. All of them could be applied to the Christian life. They're these. Number 1, courage. Doing and saying the right thing, not the easy thing. Secondly, discipline. Doing things properly and setting the right example. Thirdly, respect for others. Treat others as you would expect to be treated. Fourthly, integrity. Being honest with yourself and your teammates. Fifthly, loyalty. Support the army and your teammates. And sixthly, selfless commitment. Mates and mission first, me second. Paul identified 3 aspects of a soldier's life which Timothy needed to reflect upon. First, soldiers need to be ready to suffer. Nobody likes suffering, but in a world that is opposed to God, it's inevitable that Christians will suffer, sometimes physically, sometimes in the form of verbal abuse, mockery, or rejection. This was exactly what Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 10 when he said, "All nations will hate you because you are my followers." As a Christian leader, Timothy needed to prepare people for suffering and support them when they suffered. Secondly, Paul warned that, just as a soldier should not get tied up in civilian matters, Timothy needed to focus on leading the church. Distraction is a challenge we all face. There are so many excellent things that we could all do, but we need to focus on what God has called us to do. Thirdly, Paul reminded Timothy that soldiers aim to please the one who enlisted them. We've been enlisted by Christ, and our daily priority needs to be pleasing him, however challenging and difficult that might be. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for calling us to follow you. Help us to work hard, pleasing you in all that we think, say, and do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.